Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is here, and once again, The Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warn to landfall to recovery. Let's keep it tuned to The Ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Coverage of The Ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10, AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. Beast is now back. He's sweating profusely because he had.
I swear to God, if you were off Monday, I would have stroked out.
Yeah. Really?
I can't. Like at this point, I can't take anymore.
Albert Haynesworth needs a new kidney.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. He desperately. Yeah. He's like in bad shape. He needs a donor quickly.
Jeez. 38 years old.
Yeah, but like, do we know what that's caused from? Should I not ask?
I would say.
I think he's had it
liquor.
Before. I'm pretty sure. I thought I saw in his post that he's had kidney problems beforehand.
Oh, okay. It might be a genetic thing.
38.
If it's genetic, like, you know, there's kids that develop kidney problems because of genetics.
Yeah, okay. I saw the picture of him in the hospital bed yesterday. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't read all of it, but I thought I didn't realize it was kidney transplant. I thought he was just
yeah. No,
issues.
He needs a transplant now.
Jeez. That's hard, man.
Hey. Somebody said Isaiah Thomas, Boogie got screwed worse than Isaiah Thomas, but it wasn't by team. It was by his circumstances.
Yeah, the reason I feel bad about the Isaiah Thomas thing, like
he was
that dude was the heart of the Celtics on
right.
that team.
And they just
ousted. The dude was playing with busted hip, sister who died tragically.
Yep.
Let me ask you this.
And they just said peace.
Let me ask you this. You own that team. You appreciate that he's fighting through it. But do you give him a boatload of money knowing what his injuries are?
It's tough. I mean, like,
as a business owner or a person that runs a franchise and a cap sport, what do you do?
Yeah, but you want to know something? I do think that that has repercussions. And why do you think Anthony Davis doesn't even think about going there?
But I'm saying, do you have that much foresight to say we better take care of IT because it could look bad on us? Or are you just thinking, dude's got a busted hip, he's going to be out for a year plus?
Yes, but what are we learning with these players and this relationship stuff is super important. You know, like the reason Jimmy Butler's...
Now.
Yeah, but
That was a couple of years ago where it wasn't like this.
But so was the D-Wade exit. And I think that Dwayne, you know... His agent who said, like, look, this doesn't happen without Dwayne going to Chicago and Dwayne talking about how the things are in Miami.
Right.
And having that kind of tie there. And I do think that as much as a bad look as it was for the Heat not to give Dwayne a Kobe deal, I do think it was made good by the fact that, you know, Dwayne appreciated, wow, I do like the things, how the way things were done there from a basketball standpoint.
It was done. No, here, it was never done good by the Heat. D-Wade just never carried the Brendan Tobin with him.
Huh?
The petty?
Oh.
I mean, he did choose the Cavaliers over the
no,
Heat.
No,
that
no,
one
no,
off
no,
season.
No. But all the conversations he had about the Heat could have been negative.
They could have.
But they weren't.
And I bet they would have been if Chicago wasn't as lousy as it was. Not even.
That's not how petty works.
It is. Because if you don't like how things are, yeah, it does. If things aren't how you like them when you go there, then you're like, maybe I should, you know, be a little bit more appreciative of what I had. Grass isn't always greener.
You know who you sound like right now?
Who?
Kyrie Irving.
What?
When he was talking about LeBron.
No, he used LeBron as a prop.
Whoa.
He used LeBron as a prop.
That's what it sounds like.
No way.
Yes.
How am I using, what am I using as a prop?
What are you using as a prop?
Yeah.
Please, come on. Look.
It's the only time.
The Heat did him wrong. He still spoke well about the Heat.
No. Here's right? the thing. Yes, he did.
Okay.
He did. And I was mad at Riley for letting him go. It's the only time I'm mad at the Godfather. Mm-hmm. I was mad at Wade for going to Cleveland over Miami, but that was brief.
And then when he came back, they offered him minimum contract.
They didn't offer anything. Like they, he took a minimum contract. They could have offered him the exception. He just goes, no, minimum deal, because he wasn't even sure he wanted to play.
Okay, but still.
Because we
like, at no
we,
point in
we
time,
all didn't know he was having.
He never got the Kobe deal, and the amount of money.
No doubt, especially with those damn Vice jerseys, how many he was selling? They were flying off the shelf.
Oh.
Remember the first year he came back? People weren't even getting their damn jerseys till August.
Right.
Because there were so many orders.
Right.
It was crazy.
All right.
But the Isaiah Thomas thing, I do think, yeah, I feel like he got screwed over worse than, I feel like he got screwed over worse than Boogie, because I feel like there was that sentimental attachment to what he did for Boston. With Boogie, Boogie did want to get out of Sacramento, and then he ended up going to New Orleans, and the injury happens. But I feel like now, seeing all the money that's thrown around, it's crazy to me that a guy of his talent is signing for the minimum. I could see him signing a reduced deal, even for 1 year, but for you know, $2.5 or $3.5 million, whatever he signed for, that's bananas to me.
Right.
For all the dough that's thrown around.
Somebody said, how would you feel if you brought championships to Miami so Mickey could overpay Tyler Johnson?
Yeah.
In a song.
Mm-hmm.
JJ.
Yep. Dion.
Yeah.
Kelly.
I'm not purposely out of this conversation. There's just a lot of news going on that I'm trying to prepare for the headlines. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
No. Like, I know that sounds funny. I know that sounds funny, but like, it there's
really?
Like all sorts of stuff.
You prepare for food as you. I mean,
I just thought you were revising the schedule.
You prepare for the headlines.
Well, I am doing that too. But
there you go. There you go. I'm like, you prepare for the headlines is clearing your mouth of all food.
Well,
and
let's get
particles.
Dazzle me. Let's hear what these headlines sound like.
Oh God.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Somebody said Riley sent him to recruit in Chicago.
I mean,
it's possible. You can't rule it out.
Riley does have a larger plan, a larger vision.
There are no obstacles. Well, there are some of them, but there are none.
Why'd you look at me like that? Why'd you look at him like that?
Because I expect that from him.
What? Sometimes I buy into his stuff,
no,
his stuff, and
sometimes
I don't.
I think you just need friends, so you just hop on the Toba train. It's the easiest to get on, and it's the least, you know, headaches.
All right. Our boy Wendy has reported that Westbrook, Miami's the top of his list, but now Houston's also involved. Somehow they want in on Westbrook, which I don't understand because...
Wait, they had a chance. Westbrook already played with Harden.
Right, exactly. That's what I don't know. I think Oklahoma's looking for any reason to drive the price up, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. You want PJ Tucker and Eric Gordon and whatever they order offer in every single deal? Go ahead.
Are you worried about a Westbrook, Harden, Chris Paul team?
No, I mean, if I was the Thunder, I'd worry about a fist fight breaking out on the court every single night.
All right. Other news, some serious stuff. Kendrick Norton was cited for the crash that led to his amputation. Although,
what did they say happened?
Basically, he made a illegal lane change and nicked the car that was like he was in back of him, which caused him to lose control, whatever. And they've determined no drugs or alcohol or anything else was involved.
All
right. That so, would
what was
suck.
He was driving a Jeep, right?
It was some sort of Jeep or SUV or larger vehicle.
Blind spots, man. Sometimes you don't see him coming.
Right.
That like, would suck.
So, yeah.
You lose your arm and then they give you a citation?
Well, I mean, and for an illegal lane change, like, what is that? It's like a ticket, right? I mean, you don't get arrested for that.
It still doesn't matter.
No, no, but yes, correct. Yeah. You're right. Like, hey, pay this.
You know what my car has?
What?
When I put the blinker on?
Yeah. No.
Camera.
Oh, mine has all the warnings and everything.
Nope.
As soon as I put the blinker on, things
mine
start beeping.
Mine has a camera.
All right, well, good for you. Hope it doesn't get broken, because they'll get it back to you in 3 months. Sorry. David
he
Ortiz
was driving an F-250.
Yeah, it was a big truck. Yeah, David Ortiz has had to have a third surgery due to complications. His wife says he's doing well after the third surgery, but no one will say what the third surgery is about. Let's see. Oh, there's news on the. Did you see this Kevin Durant story and how he's a diva?
I did see the story. This guy.
No,
this
wait,
guy
wait,
is
wait,
such
wait.
A jerk.
Wait. Tell me, because I never heard nothing.
Kevin Durant didn't believe that him being traded for D'Angelo Russell straight up was worthy of him, so he made them throw in a first round pick.
He made the Warriors attach a pick.
Yep.
Oh no, he made the Nets attach a pick. Otherwise, he wasn't going to go via trade.
He didn't think that him being traded straight up for D'Angelo Russell was worthy of his being.
None of that matters. Like, LeBron James was traded for just for picks.
Right.
When he was traded to the Heat.
Like, but
he was just for picks.
Like, but like, so, like, would he not accept a trade if like, it, like
well,
I don't understand.
This is the thing. You know, you get in these situations where you're a little drunk. Because I found it crazy that he had never even talked to the Nets. He's just like, I'm going to the Nets. And the Nets were like, we never had a meeting. I'm on the Nets. I guess Kevin Durant's on the Nets. Now, was there presumptions? Because, you know, Rock Nation.
When they started cutting bait.
Yeah.
They start cutting players and trading guys and stuff like that.
Yeah, but even the Heat will tell you with LeBron, like, you don't know until you know, like you think. But like even Wade's like, I mean, I hope he picks us. Even on that night, you can't. How do you know he could back out?
Right.
And then that's what happens when like, you know, the Heat are trying to sign LeBron James and Dwayne Wade all on a concert night where they're having this giant pep rally and they're just like, hey, you guys want to be here longer? Sure, 2 first round picks to the Cavaliers for you guys. This way we get you on a longer deal. Not realizing, oh wait, he could opt out and. In 4 years, you just never because you don't think about it. You're just happy. So the Nets are probably like, "Yeah, sure, we'll give up a first round pick. Who cares? You got Kevin Durant. Oh wait, he's not gonna play this year. Nah, whatever. You just get in these situations. You don't realize it. Here, Toronto, have a draft pick. You get a draft pick. We want Chris Bosh here longer.
It's amazing. It's amazing to me how little teams care about draft picks. Yet when the draft comes up. Everybody gets all excited.
I think it's becoming a time now in the NBA where they're just
you need that cheap talent.
Yeah, it's super valuable now.
You need it. Cheap talent. Look, the Celtics could have had a hell of a run, and in fact, they would have had justice if they were willing to give up some of those draft picks. And now they don't even have the team, right?
Yep.
They don't even have the team that they thought they were going to have. So they probably should have given up those picks for Justice Winslow or whatever they were going to do. You have, nobody values picks anymore, but on draft night.
People go crazy for
right.
them.
Right.
Yeah, the picks are like almost like your get out of jail free cards for things too now. Like you can move salary with them.
Oh, somebody said in order for Durant to get more money and the trade to work, that's what they had to do it for.
To get more money?
No. Listen, the stories all around the NBA is that Durant demanded there be a pick involved. So I don't think it was about the money. So it's so diva-ish.
I'm sorry, man.
I don't even know how to be that kind of diva.
That's super diva.
I mean, did we think he was like that?
That diva?
He's got burner accounts, man.
I guess. Yeah, you're right.
He's got burner accounts.
He's petty.
He's always up in his feels, and his skin's not very thick. For a guy who's in that kind of limelight, you know you're going to get, like, just have most of the people not going to like you just because.
So you can
have thin skin.
Sad story. Lamar Odom deactivated from the Big Three.
Do we know why?
Competition level.
He's not, so they deemed him, they're saying he's not good enough?
He's, right now, his game is not good enough for the Big Three.
Hold on.
It says,
I've watched the Big Three.
Odom was not, quote, up to it from a competitive standpoint.
Not buying it. Not buying it.
You think it's a bunch of...
Not buying it. Nope, not buying it. Dude,
I mean, how bad do you have to be to get deactivated from the Big Three?
There's been some bad basketball.
I mean, seriously, deactivated from the Big Three.
Not buying it.
How bad do you have to be?
Although Odom did have a lot of strokes.
Wait, time out. There was no incentive for KD to help the Warriors by agreeing to the sign and trade. He made them include the pick to help the team he's going to. The pick went with him back to, or did the pick go to Golden State?
What's the story, Beast? Do you have the damn story in front of you?
Yes.
Because this texter is going to get a minus one if what he's saying is not accurate.
Russell's trying to be the Warriors had to convince Durant on the trade.
The Warriors gave up the first round pick.
Right.
So they made the Warriors give up a pick.
The Warriors send the pick to.
Which makes it even, it's even more diva-ish.
Not really.
Well.
You don't get to go to the team you want and the team you leave get a give you a first round pick? That's unbelievable. That's awesome.
Nah.
Think about that.
No.
He didn't say he didn't get traded just for.
I hate that even more.
Yes.
Wait.
I'm with you.
It's even.
No, I'm ignoring you.
Why?
I'm ignoring you. No.
Because you just won championships with that squad.
Yeah.
And how about a little appreciation?
Yeah.
You know, you
didn't have to get a sign and trade.
You blew a.
A
sign and trade.
Oh, you said
he didn't have to get
trade.
A sign and trade. He could have just went.
He could have just went for D'Angelo Russell. But no, need a pick. Sorry.
Wanted to fleece the Warriors.
Durant.
I want to fleece the Warriors from a pick, too.
Minus one for Mr. 410.
Minus one.
What did that guy do?
He's the guy that said.
He was right.
He was wrong.
I have to read the text.
Wait, look.
Read the text. Because I think we just gave a minus one for no reason.
No, he was right. You were wrong.
Right.
Wrong.
Okay.
Beast gets minus
Jennifer,
one.
Give me
minus
one.
Sorry, 410.
Minus one.
Now give the texter 2 points.
Point for texter.
Yeah, my boss. That was Beast.
And another one.
Point for texter.
Check this out.
Right. We are correct
now. And let me get this straight.
Yes.
That was the headlines you were gathering all seriously when you said, hey,
I was mainly reading the Kendrick Norton story. I was trying to understand what he was cited for and all
right.
that stuff.
Somebody said Odom was one of three players cut. O'Neal also cut because he's 60.
No, but Jermaine O'Neal blew his Achilles the first week, I think.
Yeah, no. This seems to be the only one that's because of competitive performance.
Am I the only one? Have we been noticing a boatload in all sports of Achilles tears?
Yeah, why is that, do you think?
Well, Jermaine O'Neal is old as hell.
I know, but just think of all the Achilles. Going back to Kobe, look at football. I mean, a lot of Achilles, that was not an injury when I was playing football. The last guy I knew that did Achilles was Dan.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep, it's a crazy one. The one that most recently happened with the Dolphins was Jakeem Grant had an Achilles injury, but it wasn't a full-blown tear.
Oh no, he had
Cam Wake had a tear.
Yeah. He had the first the first sign of KD.
I'm not gonna weigh in on the subject. And that's a pun. Because I'm not athletic.
Now you're all gun shy?
Yeah, listen.
The 3 hours before the show has made me want to like start a vice.
But it wasn't 3 hours before the show. It was an hour 45 minutes before the show.
And then
and 15 was during the show.
Correct, yes.
We'll keep up on this on where things stand with the Heat and Russell Westbrook, but I want to play back a little bit of Masvidal on the Levitard show because he made some news. He put out there what he wants next, and he's calling himself out a big old Irish fish. We'll get to that next.
Wait.
All right, welcome everybody.
Don't curse.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you?
Yeah, just, we had to erase some dead air.
I gotcha. Yeah. So, Leonard Ellerbe, CEO of Mayweather Promotions, he's going to join us at the end of the show today. We're going to talk to him about our Vegas trip coming up. See if he wants to party.
Where we going? We got to hit the meat happy hour. That's staple of.
Got to hit the meat happy hour. You know, got to check out the Filipinos, see what they're doing.
Yo.
How do you? I want to see if I can get in that line where Manny Pacquiao gives away money.
No, but that only happens in the Philippines. He don't do it in Vegas.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You would know more than we'd do, but you can't seem like just going out to the strip and, like, you know.
Just handing out dollar bills?
Yeah, because that would become a scene.
That's crazy. That blew my mind when I saw that. I can't believe that.
Do you think where do you think, is there a Filipino bar? Is there, like, a place?
I don't think so, man. I don't think there is a...
I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to give you guys some, like, where to go. Because there's got to be a place.
So, if you guys missed it, Jorge Masvidal, he was on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz. He was fantastic. Glad that they got, Jorge's been going around calling himself Street Jesus now, which I love, and giving out baptisms. It's almost like the Le Batard show was baptized because they got their first experience of Jorge Masvidal cursing live on a show. We've been there. And it is fun. But
you are very nervous after he drops that second one.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, it was funny to see because he felt bad because he just kept going with it. So he had to stop.
So maybe Beast knows.
What did I do?
What knows what?
The two dumb rules.
Oh, we were asking about this. We had a technical radio question.
Yes.
Why can't a super entity like ESPN have unlimited dumps?
Because what it has to do with is the latency in when it comes back, when it's trying to regenerate.
So it'd be too slow.
It would be too, yeah. You wouldn't be able to have audible audio.
I gotcha.
That's why.
Makes sense. Because when we do dump something, we come back sounding a little.
So what it does is when you dump it, right? When you dump twice, now it has to ramp the delay back up. And it does that by slowing down the show.
Yeah.
Slowing down what's on the air. So more than two, it would be too much time to, it would sound like this.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. That's why.
Just pay the $250.
Informational answer.
Hey, that's no lie. As long as I've been here, that is the first radio question he has asked. Answer.
Well, he did make a little bit of news. He was on the show and was asked about what does he want to do next. And so here he is with Dan asking him what does he plan to do after knocking out Ben Askren faster than anybody's knocked out anybody in UFC history. What does he want to do for his next fight? And here's what he had to say.
Who would be some of the people you might be interested in?
Definitely the title. Definitely Kamaru Usman interests me. He's got the title, and that's what I want. But he's always having injuries, and things are happening, you know. Another guy that interests me because it's just a fight that if we made it, it's going to sell a lot. I'm going to get the money I deserve. And you can see you put me in there in a fight, and I'm going to fight. I'm going to give you what the fans want. I've never pulled out of a fight.
Oh, you want McGregor?
I want McGregor, man. I want to break his face. I think that's an easy paycheck. He's got these cash symbols written all over his face for me, and I just don't see it going his way at all, if I'm honest with you, you know?
That would be an interesting fight because you're not going to do anything in the way of backing down, and he doesn't do any of that either, but everybody wants McGregor,
he backs
right?
down. He taps. I've never tapped in my whole entire career. He's tapped a couple times, so that's backing down right there in my book. So that's something I've never done, and I feel like I'd break him. It'd be an easy fight. It'd just be more money, more fans. And then fight for the title or the title. You know, either one of them makes sense to me.
Man, that would be amazing. I would love the back and forth between those two. I would love it. I would love it. It would make a fantastic fight.
Dude, how many people would have to cringe when they do, like, the weigh-in?
Oh, man. That's rough. I mean,
Dana White would have to be front and center with the arm bar. You know how they do the arm bar? Because,
In all honesty, though, I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, well, what are the UFC fights he could do that McGregor, like, if McGregor's going to come out of retirement, And if he's gonna put up the whole whiskey thing and then he's gonna come back to fight, who is he going to fight? Obviously, he'd love to fight Khabib again, but Khabib kicked his ass, and doesn't really deserve a title shot. So moving up in weight to 170, where he fought Nate Diaz twice, lost once, fought a very close win the next time. I don't think a lot of guys make more sense than Jorge Masvidal. I really don't, because you can't. The one everybody wanted before was him versus Cowboy, but Cowboy just lost to Tony Ferguson. Got his he had the damn Cyclops eye. Remember?
Yeah.
Got that face broken. Yeah. That was gross. I don't think he's gonna fight Tony Ferguson because Tony Ferguson right now is not as hot a name as Masvidal is.
Right.
And I guess they could always do the Nate Diaz trilogy, but we have been there, done that, and this is kind of like that, but you have Nate Diaz, a lot of the qualities that he has, but Masvidal's a bigger name right now. He just had the fastest knockout in UFC history. People love him. People love him. He's the people's champ right now.
What's Conor's status right now?
I don't know. He said, like, all the hints are that he wants to fight, but he's waiting for the right fight. So I don't know if he's waiting out to fight Khabib again if he is going to come back do something else.
Is he willing to lose again?
I don't know. Hey, you fight Masvidal, very good chance you lose.
Right.
That dude is well-rounded.
So, I mean, everyone will get paid for that fight. That'd be a big fight. Everyone would want to see that fight, but Conor may not win. And does he want to take another knock to his, you know, what he's got going on?
To his wallet?
No,
sure.
No, to his ego.
At this point, though, could it get much worse than it got against Khabib? Like, you got beat every single way against him. You took the worst punch. You got worked on the ground, and then you got tapped out. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if at that point, like, what more do you have to defend?
Somebody said, I don't know why y'all so obsessed with this guy Masvidal. He's gotten his ass whooped like 15 times already.
He's been doing it for 16 years. You're gonna get your ass whooped sometimes in fighting. That happens. Hey,
he said he's never tapped out though.
Hey guy,
has he been knocked out?
It happens.
Has he been knocked out?
I think back in the day, I think he got stopped once.
Okay.
A lot of the losses that he's had though, like his most recent losses to Damian Maia and Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, it was like really ticky tack losses.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah. Hey, you fight 20 years, you lose fights.
Oh, yeah.
That happens.
There's no undefeated
that
MMA
happens.
Guys, except John Jones, and he really didn't.
No, there are no John Joneses.
Right.
The John Jones is a unicorn of the sport. It's a crazy thing what he's able to do. And even like, you know, John Jones hasn't looked like the prime John Jones that came up. Now, does that have to do with something? Not being in the system, I don't know.
Somebody says no way he fights Conor without the title.
I don't disagree with that. I don't know if Conor does come back. Because here's what the thing is. You got to find a way. What can you really do to bait Conor out? If he beats Usman, gets the welterweight title, that's a title that Conor's never had. He's never had the 170 title.
Right.
So that could happen. You got a little bit more, Jennifer, of Jorge Masvidal wanting this fight and why he would want this fight. This was him on with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz earlier today.
Is there anyone you want just because you don't like them?
I just got them. I need to stop doing personal stuff, you know? I need to make some money. Come on, guys. Let me get a little bit of this money.
If it were up to you, what's more important, a shot at Conor or a shot at the title right away?
I think either or equal out to big, big checks. So I'm happy with either or. I think Conor's a bigger check, so I wouldn't mind Conor. I want to put money away in the bank.
Well, if
like
you don't,
I said, I've been doing this for a while.
If you don't like guys who talk about ethnicity and talk a lot, Conor McGregor is going to agitate.
Well, there's no agitating me. There's just like, you're corny, you're nonstop talking, whatever. You know, you're gonna get a little bit extra punished. You know.
He's also gonna put money in your savings account, though.
He's gonna put money in my savings. Well, I'm gonna put the money in my savings account. But yeah,
use it as a piggy bank.
How much do we ever figure out how much he made for this last fight?
Still like a couple hundred thousand.
I think his disclosure was a couple hundred thousand.
So if he fights Conor, what? Is he getting a million? Is he getting...
No.
Probably.
More than that, huh?
I mean, that's probably what they would put down. I mean, you get pay-per-view points.
Right. Like, I know there's all sorts of
I think Khabib's last purse against Conor was like $2 million against him. And that's just what they've reported the
and
commission.
And how much did he end up with?
Well, they did fine him, I believe, $500,000 for the brawl. So he didn't get that. I imagine he made a ton on the back end with the pay-per-views, so I think he's cool.
Right.
But Nevada took a lot of his money because he jumped out of the cage and attacked one of Connor's teammates and then, you know, got that suspension, which has now been reduced so he can fight in August against Dustin Poirier. So that's what went down with that. Okay. But yeah, man, it's I would be very excited for that fight. I just think, like, it's one of these things where you got to go, like, with what rides high at the time. And the guy's the hottest name in the sport. And I can see that fight style pleasing McGregor. But I don't disagree with the texture. Like, if he were to beat Usman and then get the title and then call out Connor, I think that would definitely be something that gets Connor out of bed to make that fight happen. And then if Connor does look at it as a reward thing, he could maybe entice Khabib to come up and wait and fight for that title. And Khabib could go for two titles. Could see that happening. I don't know. Should be fun.
Somebody said, don't you only get pay-per-view points if you're a title holder?
Or main event.
Okay. Yeah.
Or main event.
Okay.
Yeah. You can negotiate that stuff in.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that why sometimes they do co-main event? Because...
Yeah, well, sometimes if you're a co-main event and you're fighting for a title, like, yeah, you'll get a cut of that stuff too.
Okay.
These guys are underpaid, man. Like, it's compared to
it's
boxing.
Not like box. Oh, geez.
Oh, well, my God, the boxing money's crazy.
They got Pacquiao made $5 million to fight on ESPN.
But I have a question for you, which is, like, I don't know the percentages, but like, are they making considerably less of a percentage of what boxers make?
The argument is because usually in boxing, only the main event guys are usually getting paid.
Right.
But they're getting paid stupid compared to what the mixed martial arts main eventers are.
Right.
So, like, with Masvidal, his last fight against Darren Till, where they're selling out Liverpool and an entire stadium, if that was boxing, he would be rolling in the dough.
Right.
Selling out a stadium like that. Against Darren Till.
No, I'm just like wondering, does UFC bring in the same amount of profit that a big boxing match does?
Like, they just signed a monster deal with ESPN, where ESPN basically covers them on all their pay per view, and a lot of whatever they get is basically a bonus at this point.
Right.
It's almost like the money that they paid.
They have double revenue stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that the exclusive home of pay-per-views, and I'm sure that their cut doesn't have to be as divisive. Like, when you have to do a pay-per-view with DirecTV, you have to give up a huge portion of that to DirecTV,
right,
where they're
carrying
it. Now this is all on digital platforms with ESPN Plus, which is getting shaky. But apparently they said this one did boom in business. And I would say the Masvidal fight was the biggest seller on the card, and I don't know if he got the benefit of that, which he should. He should, if he's the one who's doing all the marketing for it. You know what I mean?
No. I agree that he should get his cut, yeah.
All right, we'll get back into the Miami Heat and everything where things stand with the trade talks. We got some greedy Thunder out there, man. They're greedy. They want our hero. They want my sweet Bam Bam.
I don't think they're greedy. I think they're desperate, man.
I don't like it. You put names in reports. You're going to hurt Bam's feelings. I don't like that. I want Bam being focused. Even though he was wearing a Twitter shirt yesterday, which I found weird.
Are you taking this personally?
I am taking it personally, Presti. You better watch your P's and Q's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now you're...
I don't like the looks of him.
You don't like the looks of Sam Presti?
Nope.
What's he look like to
you? He's doing business like a toddler. You know?
Like Boss Baby?
What, you mean the Bagel Baby?
No, Boss Baby, the actual, like, the movie with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, because did you see the Bagel Guy?
Of course. Did I see the Bagel Guy?
Everybody, did you see the Bagel Guy, Leroy?
Nope.
What? You haven't seen Bagel Guy? You haven't seen the two-part Bagel Guy video?
Nope.
Three parts.
There's three?
Yeah, there's an outdoor video now, too.
Oh, no, I need that. You didn't send that to
what
the
happened?
Group. We saw some other videos.
I'm going to show you during the break.
We saw some other videos. We saw some other videos in the
Who's
hallway
Bagel
that
guy?
We may have to talk about. Who is Bagel Guy?
All right.
You sound so dumb right now.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You're adorable. I'm going to show you Bagel Guy.
Do you know who Bagel Guy is?
Jennifer knows Bagel Guy. You know Bagel Guy, Jennifer?
Baby Guy.
You don't know the Bagel Guy? All right, we're going on that side of the studio.
Yeah. We're gonna have to all
and
watch.
We're gonna watch Bagel Guy freak out.
Right.
We'll bring that for you next. Welcome back, everybody. If you want your voice heard, just hit us up on the old text machine at 67974. It is presented by AccidentLawFirm.com. Accident, contact attorney Bobby Nunez for a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com. I just got done showing Leroy Bagel Boss during the break.
I got to tell you.
Yo.
Periodically in life, people in public are jackasses. And they kind of deserve a two-piece. So that guy was going just ballistic in that little shop, which is amazing. It was Long Island. It was empty.
What are you doing there? What's that insinuation? Huh?
Just a bagel shop in one of the busiest cities in the country. It was very, very
You don't know
empty.
What time it is. It could have been like 11 o'clock. That's an off time.
I'm sure it's going to be popular now.
Right. So when the guy came over, after he got in the other guy's face, and the guy's like, no, I ain't going. You know, I don't want no part of this. And the other guy said something, and he went and pieced him up. And then he had more fight after that.
I know.
I'm like, yo.
Because he goes, well, this guy's three times my size.
You didn't even stop him.
Here is, I'm sure most of you have heard it this time, but it is awesome, epic audio, so why not? Let's hear him.
The great, why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Oh, everywhere geez. I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing. No. You shut up, dude. You said, go ahead and attack me, big dog.
Oh, my God. You recorded the whole thing.
Wait. The best part of that is the last little part. The person that seemed the most concerned. Oh, my God. I'm recording the whole thing.
Well, this is interesting. So I went to the New York Post website, and apparently they got the first interview with him. They've tracked him down. Because I know that this was going around this morning where his YouTube page was getting some traction, because he apparently has had these tirades before. But mind you, those tirades were him recording it, where he's asking a dude from 7-Eleven, because I guess the 7-Eleven guy was asking him how tall he was, and that set him off, obviously.
He has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, apparently this is a very sensitive issue for him when people ask him how tall he is.
Try therapy, dude.
And the guy was like, where are you from, huh? What country are you from? And the guy goes, I'm from Pakistan. He goes, yeah? Yeah? Our country gives a lot of money to that country. You should be appreciative. I'm like, wait, what? What?
Wait. He said he was mad because he was supposed to go on a date with a chick, and the girl was 5'11", so she left him.
Yeah.
Because he was short.
I did. that's hard times, man.
By the way, this Bagel Boss, there's a couple locations, but this one is like way out in the middle of Long Island, like 2 hours from the city. So it's
All right.
He said, this is what he told the Post. He said, they just invited me over for a free bagel. Said his phone has been nonstop ringing after he was caught on camera Wednesday at a local Bagel Boss location where he was lashing out. My phone has been blown up like the president, he told the New York Post. I haven't even got too many friends.
you wonder why.
But this is interesting. Morgan says since the rant was seen around the world, suddenly his luck has changed with the ladies. I got girls hitting on me that I don't even know.
Really? That ain't gonna last long if he's got that much of a temper.
Listen. Yeah, I mean, like, what? How much of a lack of self-esteem if you're a female do you have to be with a guy that berates people?
Morgan, who is living in a van, told the New York Post.
Wait, whoa. Time out.
He's got a YouTube channel, but he lives in a van.
He lives in a van? Maybe that has an impact on his life.
And one would insinuate that he has a job because he said, you're not my boss.
He says, Morgan, who is living in a van, told the Post that he has already filed a police report and wants to press charges against the man who tackled him to the floor. The store Thursday said they made no such offer him to return to the shop, let alone get a freebie. He said, quote, no one invited him for a bagel. He's not welcome, says Bagel Boss owner Mike Fico.
Yeah.
That is funny. What if there are ladies with a short fetish? You know? You think that's a thing?
I'm right here.
I walked right into it.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you had to know. Like,
we have enough problems with him. He made the meeting weird.
The boss, I had to explain to the boss the other day what a chubby chaser was.
He lost a lot of weight. Now he just forgets vernacular altogether.
No, he didn't know that that was a thing. It's like, yeah, some, you know, it's out there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but since he lost all that weight, it didn't matter.
Yeah, but he still wears clothes that are three sizes too big. I don't know what his. By the way, I've come up with a new nickname for the boss. I know you guys call him someone that rhymes with Galen on the morning show. I've come up with Captain Quirk.
No.
Should I get minus one?
No, that sucks.
Not Captain Quirk?
Mm. Minus one.
Wow, that was so...
Jennifer just came right in with it.
Nope.
What are you in the middle of doing? I get scared when you...
I think he did another interview with the Daily Mail.
Oh.
And so I'm trying to get it. Apparently...
Out of London?
Yeah, apparently. Well, they're a very good tabloid. They're able to get the dirt.
Oh, like, yeah, they're good stuff.
He lives in a van. He's 5 foot and not in his physical prime. Yeah, no wonder he has dating issues.
He looked kind of ripped.
But question.
What?
How did he get... Oh, like, didn't that come up in conversation? Like, yeah, you know, yeah.
Maybe he lied and said he was 6 foot two.
No. That he lives in a van.
Oh.
Here's what it said.
Down by a river?
Chris Morgan is 45 years old, divorced. He has no kids. Cleaning company owner from Long Island. He claims that he asked for his order three times, but the girl behind the counter claims she couldn't understand him. Morgan described described women as being gold digging liars before proclaiming that he is a modern day Martin Luther King for short people.
Can you pull this picture up again?
Yep.
All right, pull this picture up because there's something that I need to confirm. And I will not.
Is that on the text line? Are we confirming something on the text line?
I mean, all right. I can see where you can get that.
That he thinks he's in better shape. Listen, the video came out.
No. That he looks like Zaza.
Oh, yeah. No. He for sure has a Zaza look to him.
Right. Is that what you guys were talking about?
The beard throws you off a little bit, but yeah.
It's what I picture Zaza. Like, I could definitely see Zaza looking like that in a few years. Definitely.
Right. Wait, how does he own a business and lives in his van?
Maybe it's hard times for the business. I don't know.
I mean, he's shopping at the bagel shop. Like he's eating like a bum.
So he's basically Uncle Rico?
Wait, here's the funniest part of that. Besides the girl that said, oh my God, I'm videotaping, right? But he says, you know what? I don't want this bagel. And he throws it on the floor. And then 5 seconds later, he comes back and says, you know what? I changed my mind. I want this bagel. I'm going to eat my breakfast.
So this comes in. It's kind of a sequel to yesterday's show on the text line. 67974. It's brought to you by actionlawfirm.com. You can't be that short and be a booty do.
He says, quote, I'm sick of getting constantly lied to and used on dates. And then they dump me. They tell me I'm too short. They say they don't have a job or a job as good as mine. They don't have a car. They're more overweight and they're judging me. The five foot sprite. I guess that's got to be a British term for a little person.
No, I heard that in you don't remember that was in what's the movie with Jennifer Aniston and the tall comedian.
That narrows it down.
No, come on. Kind of like I used to get him and Ryan Reynolds confused. Hmm. He was in Old School.
Will Ferrell.
The tall one.
Vince Vaughn. He's not a comedian. He's an actor.
Huh?
He's an actor. Not
Ryan
a comedian.
Reynolds was a comedian.
I think it's called The Breakup.
The Breakup. That's it.
Ryan Reynolds is an actor. Vince Vaughn is an actor. Neither are comedians.
They just stand up.
Vince Vaughn referred to somebody as a sprite.
Who did stand up?
Didn't Ryan? Who's the guy who did stand up?
I don't think either one of them.
Neither did stand up. They're both like trained actors.
No, it's the guy that everybody's tired of.
Dane Cook.
Jeez.
No. Yes, it was. You don't remember that movie, The Breakup?
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yeah, he called a sprite.
That's what he called her brother.
Oh.
when he chopped him in the throat.
He refers to himself as a modern-day Martin Luther King. He says, quote, I have a mission. The girls hate me. They don't like me, and that's fine. I'm not stopping, and the world is going to hear me. I want equality for everybody. I gotta take this guy seriously.
In fairy tales and legends, a sprite is a small magic creature which lives near water.
That explanation fits it perfectly.
He lives in a van down by the river.
But look, that would never. Is that a English paper?
The Daily Mail is, yeah.
Well, that would never happen in America.
No, no.
But there? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
He goes, he's considering pressing charges. Says,
By the way, Vince Vaughn has done stand up.
Has he?
Yes.
That's not his background, though.
I don't think he has done stand up, man.
Bro, listen.
I don't think he has. I don't recall it anyway. He was saying, I was telling the guy who tackled me, I was telling them I couldn't breathe. The guy was holding me down, had my shirt over my head. I was trying to call 911. It was all the big boys, all the women go for.
He has a phone?
I don't know.
He lives in a van, owns a business, and has a phone?
Maybe he has like a really nice van.
Dude.
You can have a phone charger in a van.
Let me ask you a question. When have you seen somebody own a van and it wasn't followed with, we're looking for it because they abducted somebody?
Oh, man.
Who owns a van?
Now we're in Silence of the Lambs territory.
I ate her liver with some fava beans.
I'm tired of these big boys all the women go for. They jump me. The women don't say nothing. They keep choosing the wrong men. Is that all women want? Tall and big with you know what? Morgan got married in 2007 before getting divorced 5 years later. He said he was tired of the immaturity. He says, I'm not tolerating it anymore. Some of those girls found it funny. That's why I have a resentment towards women. I find all of them to be stupid, gold-digging liars.
But question. My question is this to everyone. He got up in the first dude's face. And then he obviously knew the other guy because he called him Vic, right? And I guess Vic wasn't having it. So you can't keep asking people to beat you down and then somebody give you the two-piece and you want a suit. Stop asking for a two-piece.
Man, that's crazy. All right, we're back with Hashtag Third Hour after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.